Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
It's the mid-season finale of Total Divas, and it's drama, 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 but we are in Brie mode right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, bitch, you can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable.
That's right. A lot of these women don't mess with each other. It's the mid-season finale here at AfterBuzz TV for Total Divas. I'm your host, Anissa Barr, the social media correspondent for XPOC12360. I just want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in last week for our interview with Miss Naomi. We got great response, we got good press, and she was total fun, and I hope you enjoyed it. Miss Mo, can you tell everybody where they can find you?
Hey everybody, what's up? I'm Anika Loveless, and you can find me on all platforms at Upfront with Mo.
Hey guys, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
Yes, find her at TK Trinidad. Do you have any thing you want to plug in?
Oh my gosh.
You got a lot of stuff.
She got a whole bunch of stuff. Give it to
her. Anything this week? Anything this week?
I know, because I know.
Definitely check out the net neutrality. If you don't know what that is, you definitely need to look it up, because it just has to do with all your internet stuff and all that stuff. I posted it on my social media as well. Toy drives for Christmas and all that good stuff. If you are in the LA area, Laugh Factory is going to be handing out food for the homeless. So you can definitely check that out as well, as hang out with some comedians. So I have all that good stuff. And then I'll be running in the LA Marathon for water pumps in Africa. So you can donate to that.
Girl, I need to run myself.
It's hard.
And if you guys are in the LA area and you're going to go to bar wrestling, yeah, that's a thing. I'll be there. That's the only thing I'm going to be plugging in. But we start off with a lot of stuff happened tonight.
So drama, much drama, drama.
Yep. So much drama, so much shade, so much tea, and it got lit.
It got
that's lit. The second time I'm ever going to say that.
I was about to say, didn't you say you were going to say no wrestling no more?
But you know what? Naomi just gave me that vibe, and I got us. Yeah. You know? So yeah. We started off as Brie getting ready to go to Cabo, but before that, we got Brie and Nikki promoting their Birdie Bee by going photo shoot. Brie feels a little insecure because she's not fit and ready to go. Mm-hmm. But that does happen after you have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Usually women, they either eat whatever they want and they could bounce back like that. Or some women work out during the pregnancy and they know their extent and then they look phenomenal. And sometimes they just like to eat and say, screw it. But have you guys ever thought about buying their merch?
I looked it up. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not really sure if I can fit it, but I like it.
I'm sure you can fit
it. Oh, you think
they
have those sizes. It's like, it's supposed to be a size 8, but it's actually like a size 4.
Yeah.
Oh, like they lied?
Or like a 6. It's run smaller.
Like, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, or they don't have that stretch for like the badonkadonk. It's for people who don't have it.
Yeah,
or it's like,
I don't have that.
Yeah.
So like your size 4 wouldn't fit a girl who's really size 4 with an ass. Like it just won't work.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I always get that little crack in the back. So my panties have to like come up and fit. Uh-huh. If they don't, you can see all of that.
Okay. See, I would think that, because I've been on their website before, and I would think that they would have Nicole and Brie on it, and then they would show their sizes. But it doesn't. They'd only show the model sizes.
No, they actually did the shoot, but when you go on site, they're not. They have models. They're not. Yeah. They're not really on
the
site.
You saw that the week before too. They showed that.
Yeah. They have like models you don't really see.
Well, when you buy it, just let me know, because
okay, yeah, I'll get a piece and see how it works.
Because if don't give that right stretch, it's a wrap.
Right?
Jeez. I'll just buy their underwear because I can't do the sports bra because I don't have
big breasts. Well, I would probably have to go to the sports bra.
Or their bras, whatever they sell in.
Oh, they do sports bras. You don't have that big breast for sports bras?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I look like a boy. So, rocking
sports bras all the time. I do too.
I know, especially to sleep.
Yes. So well, I take that back. Nothing to sleep. But oh, yes.
Yeah, she's looking for a man, y'all. Yes. Especially if you're wrestling. I think with Brie, she feels a lot more, like, not guilty, but she feels a lot more pressure because all her friends and her sisters are hot. So it's just kind of, and her sister, excuse me, is hot. So it's like you feel that extra pressure.
Brie's hot too.
Yeah, she is, but she feels pressure because she said she had gained 46 pounds during the pregnancy. She has, was it 13 or 14 more to go?
Mm-hmm.
But now she's around her sister who's hot, who's, you know, not skinny.
Showing all that booty throughout the whole.
And everybody around her community is full of fit people.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you automatically feel that pressure. Yeah, that's like, okay, I need to be fit as well.
Yeah.
Which sometimes could be a good thing because if you're not around fit people and you're just, you know, amongst the family, which regular people are, you know, the motivation's not necessarily there.
Yeah.
So
it can be. I thought she was cute, except for the bathing suit. I will say that the bathing suit hit wrong.
Yeah.
In the wrong parts. Like she had ruching at her pouch.
Yeah.
At her pouch. She shouldn't have had that. She should have had, like you said, some open sides and like.
But
a
she don't know
body.
That because she
never
has
to
body.
Deal with that.
Yeah,
exactly. So. I get it. I get it.
We'll talk more when that situation comes up.
Right.
A little bit more.
You call me anytime. I know about that.
But the next scene we see is Brie wants to do a special engagement party for Nikki. And she invited pretty much all the girls, like, hey, Carmella, let's do this. I want to do this. But Carmella, in her mind, thought it was a bachelorette party. But so we see Nikki and Alexa go to the villa. Very excited. This is a beautiful place.
It is.
And they know they're making good coins if they can afford that place.
Well, come on. They're not paying for it.
Yeah.
You never know.
No.
Production pay for that.
No.
Production
that's,
pay for
that's,
that?
That's,
yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Probably about 60 to 70% of the stuff that you see happen and stuff like that, it's production.
Any trip, I think production does. Mm-hmm. When they plan those trips, production does that. That's why they have those vans and all that stuff.
That's sometimes we didn't see everybody too. Yeah. Like I'm sure if it was for Nikki for her bachelorette, she would have invited other people.
Right.
Right. So, but now, you know, those people either have to pay or production has to cover them. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, definitely.
That is true.
Yeah. Those trips are. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a beautiful place. Go eat. Like, hey.
Yeah, it was nice. I liked the place.
The
it was very beautiful.
To die for.
Mm-hmm. So now we see the beautiful place. Nikki and Alexa are getting settled. We now go to SmackDown, where majority of the ladies are pretty much get excited for this trip. Then we see Natty. This is where all the drama starts.
Queen Petty.
She was so Queen Petty tonight.
She was being a savage. She was being sassy. Mm-hmm. It was just
interesting. You know what? I feel like it's the Natty that needs to come out a little more. Like, we need to see more of that Natty.
Yeah.
That Natty will make it a little more interesting.
I mean, red wine Natty.
Yeah, red wine Natty. We need to see Red Wine Natty a little more.
We do. And then she, all of a sudden, she's talking to the hairstylist for WWE, talking about Lana, and Lana pretty much overhears her conversation.
Oh, wow.
And shows
up. Just happened in the news. Sorry.
Shows up, and Lana's pretty like, hey, you're talking about me. And it was an awkward, uncomfortable situation.
I felt like she knew she was there. Because she was like, she said it, and she was like, oh, hi. And I'm like, oh, she knew she was there. She just, yeah, Natty was trying to be petty this episode.
This episode, yeah.
She was being real petty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I mean, Lana said what she said, I think, like, last episode or something like that. But I don't understand where she's. Like, why is Natty being so petty towards her? Like, did something else go down that was cut, that was on the floor?
I think she's insulted because it's just kind of like, you know, Natty's been helping Lana, you know, throughout the last season, you know, with the wedding and everything. And, you know, they're helping her out with that. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, Lana's like, well, you can't really cut a promo. Then it's like, well, did you really feel this the whole time?
Right.
It's just kind of like, oh, yeah, me and you, we're your best friends. And then I said some, you know, trifling stuff that, mm-hmm. you know, I could have said 3 years ago, or it's how I really felt. So mm-hmm. I think it's like, I've helped you this point, and now you know, it's okay if you feel that way about me, but now you just, I feel used. Yeah. So I think that's the thing with Natty. Natty's just like,
so she feels like she's being used. Yeah. I don't know, but Natty was petty, and I was loving it, Natty.
You don't think, you know
by
what?
Nature.
I think
love
I would
that.
Do the same thing, too. If I've helped somebody, and then they're
But would you take it that far?
I would remove myself from the situation.
Oh, that's, so you're a non-conflict person.
I'm not a non-conflict person, but I know if you put me in that position and mm-hmm. we're together, there's going to be some issues. So opposed to having some issues, I'd rather just take myself out of the situation. Like, you okay. know what? I'm not even like messing with you.
What if about you, when we move on to the club scene?
Oh.
We'll move on. We're not there. A lot Spear. Of stuff has happened this episode. We'll get to it.
Spear.
Marie Antoinette in the chat did mention it was kind of like Summer Rae situation, how her and Summer Rae, Natty and Summer Rae had a conflict, and pretty much Summer Rae slapped Natty in the face.
Yeah, but Summer Rae but didn't, it was different. Like, Summer Rae and Natty, they were, Natty's on a different level.
Yeah.
Like, she's been in the game for a while, but Summer Rae and Natty, that relationship, like, they weren't friends. Like,
no, that's right. what I was about right. to ask. They right. weren't never
Natty
friends.
Natty was
but
in Lana's wedding. Yeah. Like, that's something.
She yeah. said that, too. She was like, she was one of my bridesmaids. Like, but Summer Rae, I never remember Summer Rae and Natty being friends. Yeah.
Right. Until, like, kind of after a little bit.
Yeah, after she got the show, we see bits and pieces. But right.
Oh,
yeah.
did they?
Yeah, mm-hmm. but now she's gone anyway.
I'm so glad Summer Rae's gone. Sorry, not sorry.
Well, she's gone, too. She's gone from WWE.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. But she was a really good wrestler, in my opinion. And she was, you got to watch her NXT
also,
shows.
Also, I think she used to play lingerie football, so.
Yeah, she did. She did a lot of things.
I didn't know that much.
Go for it.
She did.
Go Summer Rae. And what is funny about all the girls are getting ready to go on this trip. They're recording, FaceTiming Nikki and Alexis. What I loved about this is that Carmella brought her Money in the Bank briefcase.
She has to bring it everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. But like in the mentality where all these wrestlers yeah. are traveling so much, sometimes they don't bring their titles. Like last week, we had Jimmy Uso come by, but he wasn't here, but he didn't share his title. You know?
Well,
so I did ask him. And he's like, oh. I was like, yeah, you should have brought it.
Yeah.
But I think, to be honest, I don't think he did another show, Fit Club, which, if you guys didn't see, a really good interview. Something totally different from them. But I think, in honesty, he probably just didn't think, because he was surprised when I started. Like, I was like, yeah, I like the rap battle. He's like, oh, you watch. Like, I think he was just surprised that
yeah.
that we actually like, know what's yeah. going down.
So. We know.
So. Yeah, we're supposed to know in these streets.
Yeah. So we get to the point where Natty is kind of, like, drunk, in a way.
Tipsy.
This is where now the pettiness starts to begin, where she's just kind of bickering on the bus, and then, you know, Lana is complimenting her in a nice way, but then a strike back hits.
No, I feel like Lana started it, though. Lana started it. Lana does not realize that she starts every one of these arguments with Natty. And it just takes Natty to the next level. Like,
however,
she started it.
I think what did kind of cap it off before they left for Cabo is when they were at the WWE event and Natty was talking about Lana. Mm-hmm. And Lana came up
and came heard back
her.
In.
Came back, yeah. Uh-huh. So, mm-hmm. I mean, and then now, not only do you hear somebody talking about you behind your back, which is like, you know, and I think Natty already told her how she felt in her face, but still, yeah. to hear it come up again, and now you have to go traveling with these, excuse my language, these bitches on this, yeah, you're already gonna feel.
Well, Natty already said that on national TV, we can say it here.
Yeah.
Well, Natty already said that she didn't want to go because of Lana.
Well, suck it up, because now you have to film with her. Like, this is a production. Like, you have signed a contract,
but I feel
no
like
matter what you film, you gotta do it.
If Lana did not want conflict, then on that trip she would have just let it go. She wouldn't have said nothing. She wouldn't even try to take a hit.
I just think it's because
that was petty. That was petty. I'm sorry, that was petty.
Here's
so
the thing.
I
wonder,
like,
what sign they both are. Zodiac sign, meaning. Because that will explain a lot. Yeah, look it up, DK.
Pisces.
Looks, it explains a lot more.
Geminis.
I hope she's not a Leo.
So now I know, huh?
May 27th. What's that, Gemini?
A Taurus? I think that's a Taurus, right? No, that's not a Taurus. That is a Gemini.
Is it a Gemini?
I think so.
Marie Antoinette says Natty is a Gemini.
Okay. Yes, I knew it. Those are Gemini tendencies.
So what is Lana?
Yeah, what is Lana?
March 24th. What's that? No, that's not Pisces. What's after Pisces?
Aries.
Is she Aries?
That's an Aries, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, that's an Aries.
If it's an Aries, oh.
I know some really great Aries. She's really doing them a disservice.
That's the Aries.
Yeah, she's an Aries.
Mm-hmm.
Aries and Gemini, they're actually supposed to be getting, they actually should be getting along.
Well, that's why they were probably friends at first.
Maybe.
But
were they really friends or Lana, it was kind of almost that like savior complex. Like Lana, Natty is the person who can't say no to stuff. And Lana saw Natty wasn't saying no, so she kept on asking.
But she asked her to be her bridesmaid.
Yeah, after she asked her to help her plan the wedding and get the color for the dress.
I remember that when they went cake chopping. Yeah,
and then she was asking her for the wrestling. Like, it was just like, and Natty just kept saying, you know, kept saying yes, but it was still frustrating her. So she couldn't say no. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, now we get to a head where she's like, okay, well, I helped you this whole time, and now you're saying I can't cut promos. Which is the case, but you don't want to hear that.
No, not when you're a great wrestler. Right. I feel like the main thing in this is wrestling. So you're trying to make it to where Natty is at. So I don't understand. But like, I don't know.
On the flip side, you want to be good, great at everything. So, I mean, I could see both sides. And I think maybe
Jack of all trades, master at none.
Yeah. I think maybe Natty feels that she's not good at promo. So now it was just like, now you pointed it out. But then you get pointed out by somebody who you helped. It's like, bitch, sit down.
Yes. Right. Yeah. That's what she needs to do.
Right. It's kind of like a mentor. Down. Like, just like being like, pretty much, Natty was a mentor to Lana, and it's rude the way it came out.
Yeah.
But what's even more rude is Carmella picked out this room upstairs, and Natty was like, hey, go across from me. And Carmella's like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then Lana decides to put her stuff in the same room. I'm a little confused on why Lana did not notice Carmella's stuff there.
On the bed.
And then all of a sudden, Natty gets upset, saying, no, you're not going to be across from me, decides to grab her things.
Can't do that.
Rolls them downstairs and puts them literally somewhere
there's
in the corner.
There's a cardinal rule. I don't care who you are. If I didn't ask you to touch my things, do not touch them.
Okay, seriously, when I watched that, I thought I was watching a Bad Girls Club episode.
Yeah, you don't do that.
That's
like,
This whole episode kind of felt that way. This whole episode felt like that.
I don't know if it's, I don't see, this is my thing though. I don't know if it's a cardinal. I would assume it is cardinal, but you can't assume all rules are hard and fast for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you don't, my household, we took our shoes off before, you know, a lot of households.
Yeah,
don't.
Things like that. But when you know you're beefing with somebody, and beefing means getting into it with somebody for the slang term.
I know what that is.
Down at the, So when you're beefing with somebody and somebody touches your thing, it's a cardinal rule. Don't touch my stuff.
Not even beefing, just in general. Like, you don't touch people's stuff.
Unless I ask.
Yeah. Or you let them know, like, hey, I'm about to touch something. Like, is this cool?
I'm about
like,
to move
let's
it.
Make this eye contact. Is this cool? So we both acknowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was going to get a beat down.
She was not okay about that.
I was waiting for them to fight each other, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, sorta, kinda.
So all the women are outside enjoying a good time. They get a bartender. They get a chef. They get a free private beach.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful pool. And then Carmella comes out and starts bringing gifts.
Penises.
So kind of like Bachelorette.
There's some skinny penises. Those are unnecessary. She should bring like
she brings
penis
out
ice cubes or something.
Bachelorette. I can't even say the damn
word. Oh my God.
But she brings out some stuff.
Skinny and pink.
They were straw. You got to sit
through
the
straw. Yeah, but you have like thicker ones.
Are people? So no, necessary. We're not in with this.
If you
go
to my bachelorette party, don't bring me no skinny penis straws. I don't want none of that.
This is my candy coated bedroom.
Yeah, you need. That's what you need.
And then
at least it make it look kind of real.
And then Natty said a comment that it was like, I forgot what she said, but I pretty much said, well, that's probably like TJ's the only penis she ever seen. So, oh yeah, because she was like, oh, why does it look like that? And I'm like, girl, you're like, you TJ.
But
like
maybe that's what I'm saying. It was too thin.
Well,
ain't nobody like
she's only been with one man her whole life, so she hasn't really experienced much.
Yeah, but TJ's probably doesn't look like that.
It definitely, I guarantee it probably doesn't.
That's guarantee? What she,
not guarantee. Damn, the way she said no.
You sent it in TJ's DMs? My bad, no. I didn't know you was a natty.
No.
She can't cut promos, though, so holla at a girl.
No, no, not at all. Never go for any married men. I'm better than that. But anyway, no, I'm saying you never have to know, guarantee
Naomi
that
can hook it up.
If she questioned it, if she questioned it, if there's a question about it, then you can guarantee it.
Okay.
That it doesn't
just
look like that.
Nikki did the whole threesome thing.
Oh,
that comment was hilarious. Like, wait a minute. So are you saying that you did have a threesome?
She was like, threesome with no pleasure. I feel like I'm in a women's threesome with no pleasure. Like,
so, like, do you know what a real threesome is like?
Hey, she probably has experienced it. She said her and Nikki were wild. Her and Brie were wild and crazy in their early 20s. You never know. And they did, party, like, go to college and party in San Diego. That was their, in Arizona and in San Diego. That was their thing. Who cares?
But, I think that one slipped.
It might have. I will agree. It might have slipped out.
I think that one slipped.
Natty and Lana keep bickering back and forth and just keeping going, jabbing at each other. And then Brie arrives. Finally, Brie arrives, and Brie's just very excited. And
to go into Brie mode. I love Brie mode.
And pretty much Carmella was like, hey, like, you told me this was going to be kind of a party. And Nikki was like, no, like, I don't want this a party. But Brie explains, this is an engagement party. What do you guys think? Do you guys,
well,
like,
Brie always
is that,
does, though.
Yeah, but, like, my...
Yeah, Brie is Brie mode. She just came to party. She don't care what it's for.
But remember when she did that party for... She was going to do a party for the business. Like, she did a party... She wanted to do a party for Nikki, and it was supposed to be, like, business woman, business and achievement or some BS.
Right, like, but,
because,
like,
she's going to be single.
But,
and,
yeah.
Right, but the thing is, would you guys want to have an engagement party and then have a bachelorette party and then have a wedding and then... celebrate your wedding after?
Of course, because it's about me at the moment.
What do you mean? Would they have an engagement party? Yeah, that's what people
do.
Engagement party, bachelorette party. They might do a couple bachelorette parties, like one for this group,
yeah,
one for that group. Mm-hmm. Like, they can have three or four different parties.
That's so funny. Me and my friend were just talking about that.
Oh, yeah?
Dinner rehearsal, bachelorette, the bridal shower, engagement party.
Look, this world is, we going through a lot. That's why people are having, like, the, is it a boy, is it a girl party? Like, nobody really cares, but they're having a party anyway. Oh, the balloon.
A celebration.
So unnecessarily. The balloon's turning blue. It's like, really?
I like that, though.
No, you could just put, it's a boy.
Like, I feel like it's like the promposal.
Exactly.
I like that.
You know why? Because life is hectic, and people just want to stray
An
for
outlet.
One moment. To
promposals?
Like, yeah.
So silly.
Oh, it was so cute.
Wait, you said promposal?
Promposals. The gender reveals are like the promposals. You know the promposals when they propose, you go to prom with me, like the guy goes all out, like he's asking somebody. Yeah, watch the promposals.
No, on a side note, MTV actually created a TV show.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
I didn't go to my prom. I said, F it, I'm out.
Oh, no. Yeah. I went to mine. I was trying to be clean, but you know what? Forget you, Ohio.
Damn. Moving on.
Well, yeah. Moving on. I'm very blanked out right now, but this is going to be a fun episode. Glad you're still here. Lana wants to pretty much.
Okay. So who do you think is in the wrong? Lana or Natty? Like the whole everything that has gone down, as far as, you know, forget who started it. Do you think that because Natty's been there longer and she's probably a little bit older than Lana, that she should take the mature route? Or do you think Lana, because she should know better and she is new in the business, should she step back and say, you know, just take that L?
It doesn't matter. I feel like you're right on that one. She needs to step back and kind of take the L, because Natty hasn't said anything to you thus far, and she's been helping you even as much as you're getting on her freaking nerves, and she's been there for you each and every time. I think she needs to take several seats.
What about Natty's toast to...
That was great.
Nikki.
That was great.
We'll get there in a second, but before that,
great.
Lana had a bright idea to go TP Natty's room with Naomi.
She did. She
literally dragged Naomi into the situation. Well, and then Naomi's like, nobody ain't gonna do it. Might as well I do it.
Right. Everybody was drunk at this moment. Like, I feel like everybody was drunk. Everybody was glad that Bree was there. They was ready to go into Bree mode.
Right.
And they were just having a good time. She did TP her stuff. But I didn't think it should have been that serious.
I thought it was funny.
If it's not your friend, like, if I don't know you, one, why are you in my room? Two, then you're going to bring, then who's cleaning this up? Three, I don't know you like that. Like, you're not, we're not homies like that. It's just like, don't come to my house if you don't know me like that. Like, text me first. Like, it's just, there's certain codes of ethics, and Lana knew.
So you think she should have just... She
should have stepped back. Yeah, because Lana already knew they were having issues, right? She already could. I'm willing to bet there is tension in the whole travel to there.
Lana even does it to Rusev. She pokes. Lana knows how to poke. She's a poker.
But that's the thing. Like, Rusev, he married her, so obviously he knows what the deal is.
Yeah,
but you can't be doing. And this is a lesson that you hopefully you learn as life happens. But again, I think it was like Mike Tyson said it, it's all fun and games until you get punched in the face
and your ear bit off.
Yeah, right. So it's just kind of like, yeah, she may have gotten away with it to this point, but that could cost you jobs.
Right.
Like, if five women or five people say this, that actually happened at place that I was working at.
she had a flashback.
No, we had a girl. She just kept on poking at people, kept asking questions over and over, and like, you know what? We don't need you. Right. And you know, that's how you. So I mean, it's unfortunate, but she needs to get her ish together.
Yeah, she.
Lana just needs to talk to her.
Yeah, Lana needs to take a step back.
I don't know. I thought it was really funny that she TP'd the bedroom. The whole flower situation, I thought.
Was a joke.
They were drunk. But yeah, but I wonder if those were real roses.
It looked like it.
Or the like big. Well, yeah, but damn, that must have hurt the way she freaking hit her.
Well, clearly she didn't care. So.
But then again, the wrestlers, they get
so
hit.
So it's somebody you kind of sort of know. Say you see them, you know, you say hi to them once in a while, and now we're presented in a situation where we're in a venue together, and then they come and they take your stuff or they TP your stuff. You think that's funny?
Well,
the girl who says she hates certain things in life, like, really?
Hold on, the girl that just told you couldn't do something, and you're like, but the thing is, do you know where I've been at?
For me, I'm the type of person where I just let things go. I'm just like, all right, whatever. Like, is it going to matter? Like, I think my mentality, is this going to matter in 2 weeks? Is this going to matter in a month? Is this going to matter in a year?
See, but this is the thing.
So I just don't, I just like, okay, you're immature, you're irrelevant. Your mother should have swallowed you because you are being immature and stupid.
Swallow?
Just saying.
Where did you come out with that? Like, that line's fierce, but when did you?
That's some Greek mythology.
I know. Okay, now.
Should have swallowed you.
Here's the thing, though.
If you're going to act like that. I don't know. I just try not to take things too seriously.
Yeah. But the thing is, if you allow that person to do it once, this is the problem with Lana. People have just said, all right, whatever.
But Natty's been doing it, too. She's going back, got back to Lana, too.
Natty's just fed up.
They're both in the wrong.
With being used. What if you're used after so much? You had a friend. You were helping her out. She's getting on your nerves. And then, you know, she starts saying stuff out of the blue moon about what you don't do right.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a friend. After everything I've done for you.
Right. No, like, I get your guys' point, but also, not saying I disagree with you. Yeah. I totally agree, but Natty, too, is being petty as well.
The mature thing would be like, both. Look, bitch, we're not friends.
Right.
Don't touch my stuff. I won't touch your stuff, and we're cool. But
Natty turned into red wine Natty, so it was petty Natty.
You got that drunk, that got the juice in there.
It was petty Natty. So after they
see more of petty stuff, they all go to, they all go to the club after with this.
And Brie mode.
And it was total Brie mode 2.0. I was down. I loved it. We now have a song. Where is my shoe? Where is my shoe?
Yeah.
Where is my shoe? But before she found her shoe, we got a little Natty and Lana were on the dance, pretty much on the stage dancing. Apparently, Lana pushed her and then slapped her. And then Natty
slapped her back.
Slapped her back.
No, Lana slapped her twice.
Twice. Right.
She slapped her and then she turned around and then slapped daddy again.
I think
that was beat. That was
beyond ridiculous.
I wanted her to spare her just for giggles. I was like, please spare her. Please.
That I think I would have lost my job.
But cause... I think Natty in her, she's so mature, she realized, okay, I can't do anything physically to her because I could lose my job. But then she decides to go grab the drink and throw it in
but
her
she
face.
Did, so she did.
Well, she did slap her back. She slapped right, her but back, not and to the then point, Lana slapped her again.
But not to the point where they're
going at it
like on the streets.
Like Real Housewives.
Real Housewives.
Right. I feel like it's almost should be like Love and Hip Hop. In Love and Hip Hop, they have security guards everywhere to pull them apart. Like, right. I feel like we're getting to that level where they need like...
I don't think it's that level.
I feel like we're getting there. Like, right. I was really waiting for...
So was I.
Like and some blows to
yeah, throw. Even I was waiting for the blows because if somebody slapped me, it's going down.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting
it's
for
going
that.
Down.
Even Naomi said she was like, "If you guys want to fight, put your girl on and go get a match. Go
yeah,
do
but
a
we
match."
We all know who's gonna
right, you know, but like, no. I would like to see who would actually get down in the real fight, though.
Well, I mean, it'd just be a waste of everybody's time.
Yeah, that would
it'd be pretty entertaining. But
for all two,
have
two
you
seconds.
Guys ever experienced somebody throwing a drink at you? I'm just curious.
Who no?
Oh my gosh, my one fight in college.
Oh.
This chick. Sorry, we was there. I was always a designated driver. I'm gonna make this real quick, but I was always a designated driver. So I'm like sober. We dance on the dance floor, whatever. This. You know, really big chick was, you know, sneaking through the club. And you can't just sneak through the middle of the dance floor when you're big. You have to say your excuses because you're hitting people. Yeah. It's just law. Like, you know,
Was this in Canada or here?
No, this was in Oregon because I went to U of Go Ducks. I went to U of O.
You're a Duck.
So she's passing through and then she hits my friend who we look exactly alike. So my friend's like, you know, what's the deal? And the girl turns around and I'm like, you bumped into my friend, like. You know, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to be the peacekeeper so nothing pops off because my friend's the fighter. Mm-hmm. So this chick hauls off and hits me. And mind you...
She slapped you or she punched
she,
you?
She punched me.
What? In the face?
Around this time when I was in college because I was on my way to fly back to Canada. So I don't know what happened because, like, I ran track. We train 6 hours a day. We lift heavy weights. Like, so all I remember is it's almost like a Hulk effect. I went black, picked her up, body slammed her on the floor... Started hitting her. Then the other two people, we had a jumper and another sprinter, they started hitting her. We had two chicks from the valley from Oregon. They took their purses and they were hitting her.
Oh.
And they break us apart, bring the girl outside the front door, then bring us outside the same front door. My friend jumps over the security guard, hits her in the face. The girl starts running. She doesn't realize that we're all sprinters.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's the only one and only fight I've
ever had. And how'd it go?
She didn't fare too well. Because those weren't her friends. Because her friends were nowhere to be seen.
Right.
I don't know where they disappeared to. I couldn't even tell you where her friends are. She was by herself. They left her hanging. That's not my fault. You should know if you're going to hit somebody, at least assess the situation and see who their clique is.
Well, you know, bigger people tend to think that they can whoop people.
Right. But then they don't realize.
They don't realize.
A chick could squat 300 pounds. That's probably not a good look. But she didn't know that.
But
so
she,
it was her
yeah,
fault.
She didn't know that. So she was like, I got this. Mm. Well, good. Well, have you seen of or heard of her since?
Yeah, but we talk about it all the time.
Have you ever experienced Miss Mo? Anything?
I've always talked about.
Right. She's like that time I went to jail, but that one we're not gonna.
You know what?
Different name.
That is one thing. I always missed jail. So
you
wait,
always
what?
Missed, oh, you almost.
No, I always missed jail, so I never got into jail. I never got into...
You never been arrested?
No.
But you've been close to
God.
It.
But probably.
What do you mean, probably?
You got to like the type to get into
tell
trouble.
Us, tell
you
us.
Gotta, you got to tell out of there no, before yeah. anybody, anything.
What'd you do? What'd you do?
That has nothing to do with this episode.
Hey, I'll be honest. I've been arrested before, actually.
What was the story?
I was 19 and I was 19 years old, stupid, and it was around this time. I was being a good friend. It was at a popular mall where I live. High-end security, especially during Christmas time.
And, were you stealing?
I helped her steal.
She was stealing,
She put something in the bag, and she gave it to me, and I walked out with it.
And so she was stealing, y'all.
So,
and she didn't kill nobody.
But anyway, and for and, right. and but it was a big store. I don't ever shop at this store
because so. They ban you. Or
well, I've never shopped at the store before. I was like, oh, they have ugly ass clothes. I don't care. It's not my style, anyways. Mm-hmm. And they did ban us. We had to sign a contract.
That ban is crazy. I remember I was in New York and I was with my mom and then her friend and her daughter. We were walking in like a Macy's in New York in Manhattan. And all I know is the security comes up and is like, she's not supposed to be here. It's my mom's friend's daughter. So it was the worst thing ever. It's like, why? Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Like, she should have just let us know. Like, we can't go into this.
Yeah, like, we can't go into this. Yeah.
But I still walk into that same store and they don't tell me nothing. I was actually banned from every single store.
Oh.
That was created.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I don't shop at that store. So, hey.
Yeah, I've never been arrested. Thank God. Yeah. I've never had that.
Too afraid to get deported, so I don't dabble in such things.
Oh, yeah. I can't. If you get arrested, you can't.
Yeah. If they want to. I'll be damned. Damn. I spent all these years trying to build all this stuff for them to tell me you have to leave.
That's Canada is great, though. True.
Canada is, let's not even get on Canada. Like, Canada's a beautiful place.
Hey, just saying, they created amazing people that.
That so did Ohio.
That Russell, yes. The Trish Stratus.
So did Ohio. Created amazing people. Alexa Bliss, Ohio.
Natty Neidhart, Canada.
Alexa Bliss, Ohio.
Carmella, USA. All right. So, so going back to Natty, Natty, thanks for you guys to enjoy our story time. Natty decides to go back to the house and grab Lana's bag and her phone.
She couldn't deal with
the situation. And before that, like you guys mentioned, Nikki did try to settle them and say, hey, let's stop. Let's be adults. Nikki was being pretty much the mother of this whole situation. It was like,
you guys. Only in one part. She did.
Two parts. When she told them to stop it in the bathroom, and as well as when she showed up in her robe.
When they were doing hitting each other with the flowers.
Mm-hmm, we're almost there. So, that happens, and Natty was just full of it and decides to grab her bag and her cell phone. Goes outside, tells Naomi, hey, I'm going to be doing this. And Naomi is trying, the good person that she is trying to stop her. But Natty says no and decides to throw the bag as well as her cell phone, supposedly in the ocean. But TK, you have a different theory.
It looked like the phone landed in the cliff. The luggage, I don't know.
Yeah, but the luggage was questionable.
Naomi, because she knows the rules of the law. Like, you just don't. Naomi seems to never get into this type of trouble.
No.
Like, she doesn't have beef with people. Yeah, if she does, you're not going to know it. Like, she's just so about her business. I'm just, you know,
she is. But let me tell you, you ain't going to try her either.
Well, I mean, I think that's why people don't. It's like, you see the good Naomi.
She got a great persona.
Yeah,
she's cool. I'm here, but do not try me.
You know that, like, you know.
Yeah, you're not.
But we did see her get a little feisty one time when she was trying to become a heel during one of the seasons, and Alicia Fox threw a drink at her. So we did see that side of Naomi at one point.
I don't think we want to see that side.
No,
we don't. Because
not at all.
Then have her husband come behind that.
It's
a wrap.
Yeah, no, we don't want to see that side. Yeah. I don't want
to
see that side.
Have you guys been in a situation where you got so fed up with somebody, you just threw their shit out the window?
No.
No. I did.
Because yes. A guy?
No.
Not even a guy?
No. Dude, yo, there's codes of. See, you have the TK that you see on a regular basis might vary from, like, hey, how you doing, too? What's up, dog? Like, you have that variation. When you cross over that, like, there's no, like I said, I don't want to be deported. So I keep myself in that zone.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah, you're right. Because I, you know, speechless right here.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, well, speaking of speechless, we.
Look at you with the transition.
Uh-huh. Speaking of speechless, we got Vikings coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about Vikings?
So good. I should have read it first. series, critically acclaimed series, Vikings. If you haven't seen, I saw season one. It's actually really, really good. Premiered with a two-hour season premiere November 29th at 9 p.m. So that means, you know, it already went. So you definitely need to catch up and then continue watching. Season five begins with Ivar, the boneless, asserting himself, his leadership over the great, oh, good Lord, Hirden army with the queen. Arma's murders
those names
his brothers
are really hard.
And
Let's see.
Sigurd sets the stage for vicious battles to come as Ragnar's sons plots their next move after avenging their father's death. If you guys figure that out,
those names are really hard. But I'm thinking it's a really good show.
It is a really, really good show, but I just can't remember all the names because I only saw season one.
Okay.
Bijorn follows his destiny into the Mediterranean Sea, and Folic, who is suffering from the loss of his wife, Helga, oh, she died, takes the sea, submitting himself to the will of the gods. This season is full of startling alliances and unbelievable betrayals as the Vikings fight to rule the world. Enter the lair of Seer, if you dare, ready your ears for full on 3D audio emergence in beware, the audio series is not for the faint of heart. You will be transported to the world of Vikings, where the seer shares the gods' wishes for the new season. Don't forget, headphones are required for the 3D audio impact. Uncover the seer's secrets at history.com/fear.
So it's on History, and they can watch it when?
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. 8 central.
You gotta watch it right now.
Wednesday
after the show
at 9 p.m. 8 tonight. Central. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, tonight. Yes,
it's actually tonight. It's a really good. I can't.
You got 15 minutes.
Oh my gosh! It's like oh my god, what is that show?
Game of Thrones.
It's like Game of Thrones, but Vikings. Like, it's really. I saw the first season when it first came out, obviously 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But it's actually really. And if you like Game of Thrones, you'll probably like Vikings.
Right. I know Daniel Bryan would love this show because he's a proud Viking.
A proud Viking.
I wonder what he thought about seeing Total Divas and Bree Mode again. Because he's never been a fan of Bree Mode.
He is not a fan of Bree Mode. You know what? I can never get with him on that. Because I am a super fan of Bree Mode. He cannot.
Because Bree Mode's entertaining to you. That is his wife.
What I want to see is Daniel Bryan, like, drunk.
He doesn't drink.
Well,
yeah,
I'm sure
he drink.
I'm sure he did in the Indies.
I wonder if he does like some like because weed is
maybe
natural.
Pop a pill, a Zanny.
No, he doesn't even seem like he does that.
No, I think he's
maybe
very
he does some
hippie.
Weed. Maybe he does weed.
Yeah,
however,
more medicinal.
I don't think so. He does.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. He's very hippie and very
maybe
like,
weed. Yeah, maybe some marijuana.
Tree hugger, which I have no medicinal. Problem with that. But he's vegan, so he's very. He was born and raised in Seattle. So
yeah, that's a different.
That's a whole different world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But after Natty decides to throw Lana's things out of the house,
she threw her outfit. Where did she throw her
suitcase and
gear.
Her phone?
Gear and her phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I don't think neither one of them made it into the ocean. Which I
yeah, but still, like before. Your phone is like here. This is what I said.
That was a great point.
You can't throw somebody's phone. Like it's still bad no matter what. But you throw her phone out in another country, so it's not like she can go to the Sprint and get the phone back or any of that stuff. So she's stuck without a phone. Like it's just like that's another cardinal. You don't be touching people's phone. That's
right.
Not.
Yeah,
that's like a kid, right?
Natty had a problem with touching her stuff. Mm-hmm. Like but I mean, she did slap her. That I feel like since Natty didn't punch her back and fight her, this was her way of fighting her.
See, but that's the thing, though. It's just like you get to this point, and now Lana's probably gonna get back to her, and now it's just a vicious cycle where Natty really should just say, you know what, we've come to this point, we both don't like each other, I'm not effing with you anymore, because then that makes it clear. Because like the fact that Lana,
I feel like, do you feel like if Lana apologized, Natty would be like, okay, we're cool?
No, because the fact that Lana TP'd her room and said, you know, it was just funny, it was a joke. How can you do that when you have beef with somebody? Like, she might do that to Rusev all the time, but she's not sleeping with Natty. So it's just kind of like the fact like she doesn't know her boundaries. So at the end
she
of the
doesn't.
Day.
She doesn't. I don't think Lana knows boundaries. Now, so, she definitely doesn't know that. And I think she gets it mixed up. But I don't want to take up for Lana because I really feel like she she's lost her mind.
Joseph said Natty's pettiness cost CJ Lana a phone for the week. What if work wanted to reach Lana about her career opportunities? I don't know if that was supposed to be petty, but that sounded real petty, like funny petty, like some super shade. That was really good. Like they were gonna call her for the to win the championship that week. Negative.
That was petty. Yeah. This was just a petty.
So we see Lana. Yeah. So we see Lana trying to find her phone, and Natty's just trying to be all sneaky about it, and then goes to her room and says, "I'm naked. She's not answering. Now Natty realized, "Oh crap. I just did something."
She was really laughing
wrong.
Though.
Yeah, she was laughing. She was like, "I don't care."
You would realize, "Oh crap, I just did something wrong. I'm gonna go hide."
No.
Well, I think she just figured eventually she would figure out, because how often do you look for your phone? Like, how often do you reach for your phone? Like, you know,
all the time.
You're not too far away from your phone. Yeah. So I think she figured that within that period of time, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, that Lana would know that her phone's missing. Yeah. And the most logical thing to do after she's looked for it is, okay, well...
Right. So
somebody got it.
Yeah.
Lana banging on the door, and it gets to the point where she decides to say, I'm going to threatens her by saying, I'm going to cut your hair bald, which would be great because you could, you know, give your hair to Wigs for Kids.
Really?
That was so totally wow.
You need to clip whenever you do that. You take the show and clip those parts out for highlights because you had some good one-liners. Wow,
yay!
Hey, it's all fun and entertainment, but but for real, no. Honestly, though, it gets to the point where Lana's not joking anymore. She's now talking to production, saying, calling
Randy
production's
and whatever,
names.
Yeah,
and obviously, when that happens, shit goes down, and it's not. That's when they have to step in.
Well, I think most likely, I mean, hopefully, I know it seemed like the phone wasn't thrown too far, so
yeah.
She can recover the phone. It might be cracked, especially this iPhone. But it was just kind of like, she'll get her phone back.
Mm-hmm. She got an Android, y'all. She's talking about the iPhone.
I am talking about iPhone.
She got an Android.
I've had an Android, I have an iPhone. They both work perfectly fine for me, and they look great. So, whatever. It's clever.
Look at you.
Whatever is clever. That's another one. Yes.
Whatever is clever. And then
she's bringing all of it back.
That pretty much ends the show. I mean, damn. It was a hardcore episode.
This was a lot of drama. I will say that. It was a lot of drama.
And we're not even done yet. I mean, we're in the mid-season, so we have so much more.
I want to Dance with the Stars.
Yes. And Maurice and the baby, finally.
And then Nia Jax is walking on the runway, so...
Oh, yeah.
Why they don't show her a lot? They don't show her a lot. They do little scenes.
They didn't mention why she couldn't show up. Did anybody hear that? They mentioned why she couldn't. I remember they mentioned it, but I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I didn't hear that either.
I think with this is like the mid season. Okay, we're just gonna start off from what we've seen last season, and then the next part of the mid season, we're gonna see more of Nia, more of Carmella, and more of an Alexa.
More of what we know of their lives right now.
And then we're gonna go into Total Bellas and do the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I hope I'm here with you guys
If they get married
on time.
Or it might be just the engagement, like to show the preparations up to the marriage.
Yeah, that makes sense. They're going to get married.
They're definitely going to
They're not going to get married, but like, I think they're going to show her trying on the dress and her doing this.
In Total Bellas?
Yeah.
I think it'll be the ending where they get married, because you know they're going to pay for their marriage.
Oh, well, that's obvious.
Yeah. Like, I think it's going to be the ending, but I really do want to see that, and I want to talk about it. And I want to, discuss all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really do.
Joseph, I don't think there's going to be an episode next week.
Well, I mean, if Joseph puts it down, then it might be a possible thing. Maybe we're back next week.
Ooh.
The way they promoted it didn't look like it.
Right. Well, they said next season.
You might be wrong, Joseph. It's going to be a first.
Because we ain't going to be here next week.
But we'll see.
Ooh, Joseph, that'd be the first he'll be wrong? Then we might be back next week.
Joseph's usually on fun. He's on top of it.
Mm.
Any last opinions, comments, anything before we peace out?
I think Naomi's my new best friend. She inspires me on a daily basis.
She
even
does.
Though she inspired me before I met her, but now she inspires me even more.
I
ran that 5 miles for you. Just saying.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
Well, I mean, also for the LA Marathon.
Trend, that's deep. Yeah, that's deep.
She put out that post with her abs. I was like, ooh, I'm going to get me these
five
miles today.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, I was like, ooh. And then I posted it. It's like, I'm getting me these 5 miles today. So,
I felt some type of way when I saw that. I was like, oh, my gosh, let me go to the gym.
Yeah. So shout out to her again. definitely inspiring folks.
Yes.
Definitely she is.
With the black girl matching.
Come on with that hair.
Right. Yeah. I would love to her to come out with it. Something different. Or wigs, because I don't want to dye my hair. I want to try on a wig.
Oh, they have units, girl.
You go buy one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I want a Trinity one. I don't want a...
Yeah, you don't want just any...
Anyone.
Any regular.
Yeah.
You just get Trinity's people.
A regular schmegula.
Yeah.
What else you want to see? You had one. I'm looking for two, three. You was about to count them down.
Oh, it's like as far as what I want to see?
Yes.
Oh, well, I like Natty's pettiness. It's just fun to watch, but on a grown woman tip, it's just like... It's
petty.
Like, yeah, you need to stop. But... Somebody needs to put Lana in her place.
Yeah.
That it's just like, girl, we understand that the world revolved around you up to a certain point, and, you know, you got not everything you wanted, but you fought for it. I'm not discrediting your hard work, but you, at the end of the day, you need to know your limits. Mm-hmm. And by watching this episode, I hope you learned, you know, like, hey, you pushed the boundaries way too much. This is why you're getting the effect from Natty. Mm-hmm. I hope that Maurice does come on the show because she's not traveling, so she's in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
so.
She's 6 months pregnant.
Yeah.
We gotta.
Can we work that out?
We can try.
Yeah, we need to work that out.
We know people.
We need to work that out.
Yeah.
Because she's been finally posting baby pics, mm-hmm. which are so cute.
Yeah.
So congratulations to them.
Congratulations to them. Anything you want to add?
So my rundown is, of course, I love the Bellas, so I'm so ready to see what happens next. I do want to see Brie get back into Brie mode. It is entertaining. She's the best. But I also would like to see her have a comeback. That would be great if she got in shape and she had a comeback.
And they said she's targeting for Royal Rumble, somebody mm-hmm. said on here.
What happened?
That Brie is targeting to be back for Royal Rumble.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so
WrestleMania.
I'm hoping to see that, at least her working out to do the comeback, because I think that's what they may have.
Well, I think she is working out. We just don't see it.
Yeah, we don't see it, but I'm saying when she decides to really have her comeback, you know they're going to follow her on that journey.
I wonder what that storyline is going to be like. Because they've added three additional women to both SmackDown and Raw,
mm-hmm.
so it's just like I wonder what that where she ends up, how that storyline is going to come into play.
Mm.
So will she be added to like the new crop of girls who came on, or will she be make alliance with the girls who were there before, or would she try to do a takeover? You know, will that lead into a belt? Like, there's so many different... Or will she be
a
on
takeover
SmackDown
would be nice.
With her husband? Mm-hmm. And will there be favoritisms like Jason Jordan? Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many possibilities. So
there is. And that will be interesting. I'm very excited for Brie to come back to the
too.
Ring. Like I've mentioned this before, I hope they do come back. What I like to see for the Bella Twins to do is do a year or 2 years of wrestling and then retire, but I also want them to actually do a storyline of them two facing each other. They did the storyline before of them mm-hmm. facing each other, but I want it for a championship match. That is something I want to see for Brie and Nikki, to go at it for a championship match to see who's the better Bella twin. And then whoever
I mean, they already showed it in an IQ test.
Oh my God,
Nikki.
Really?
But wrestling is different. Maybe
Nikki, I got your back.
But maybe Nikki will have more an advantage because she's been wrestling a little bit more than Brie has.
No, I think Brie is a beast.
No, I know.
Yeah, she
I know.
Will come back.
No, I know that, but...
So back to my predictions.
But, sorry, they might do a tag team.
Oh, yeah, for the women.
Which hasn't been done for the women.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. That's what Trinity was saying when she was here.
Which would be, which would be
nice.
A good thing.
Yeah. I want to see Natty be a little more feisty, but not as petty
feisty.
But I do want her to step up and step out of her box and be a little more of a rule breaker.
Right.
Lana, please take several seats. That's all I have to say about her. I feel like somebody needs to let her know that she needs to learn boundaries because she's really starting to irk my nerves. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I want to see Naomi in every facet of the way. Like, I want to see her in everything. They need to show more of her, as we discussed last week.
Yeah, she's too mature, though.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Shout out to Naomi. I posted a picture of myself the other day, and she commented on it. I felt like the coolest person on earth. So, hey, go me. But, I would love...
Have you been drinking?
I don't drink. I just been here all day.
One-liners.
Right.
What did she say? Swallow it? What was the swallow thing?
Oh, I can tell you after our show ends. And no, it's because I've been watching wrestling for so long. I could just probably cut a promo real quick. But it's probably
Let's
a crappy
see it.
Promo.
Let's see it.
You have to give me a reason.
She just threw stuff.
She just paid for you.
She just threw your phone in the sea.
She paid for you. She threw your luggage. She threw your hair. She threw everything.
Threw my hair.
Yeah, she threw your
unit that Naomi made.
Yes. She threw it all out the window.
It's cool. I can get another one.
See, I thought you was going to cut this promo right here.
Because I'm so excited right now. I can't even cut a promo. I got to be serious mode.
She just contradicted herself. She's like, I cut a promo anywhere.
Well, I mean, Natty said she did one too, but that wasn't really.
Yeah.
I want to see Carmella more.
Yes.
And Alexa Bliss, I feel like she's, you know, really nice. So I think it's kind of hard to kind of get the drama
she's
out of her.
She's young. That's the thing, though.
Yeah, she's like
she's so
but,
young.
But so is Paige.
No, but I'm not. Yeah, Paige is a different beast.
Yeah.
Is she going to come back on
I hope not.
I listened to her on Lillian Garcia's podcast. And oh my God, I have 100% more respect for Paige than I did before.
I was reading the thing. It seemed like she went through a lot.
Because I need to watch it.
It was so emotional. I know I'm plugging it in for Lillian, but she talks about the tape. Mm-hmm. She talks about Alberto Del Rio. She talks about a moment where she was sitting down and some random person said something very inappropriate to her regarding of the tape. She talks about...
Did you see the tape?
Yes.
Oh. Did you see the tape?
Yeah.
She talks about how at 14 years old she was flying to other countries to wrestle and being on her own. So she's been on her own wrestling at the age of 14, mm-hmm. since she was 14. So she had a crazy, crazy life up until now. And she did mention she would love to come back on Total Divas.
Yeah. And she also, I think she tweeted too that she would never, if she's ever in like a relationship, again, she's not going to put the business out there.
And I think that's what she mentioned. She didn't want the business out there, her business. She wanted
move.
To be private.
Do
but
it like Beyonce.
Yeah. Yeah. So go check that out.
Not Beyonce.
I not hope Beyonce. We see.
Not Paige. Not, she couldn't even be on that
No,
set.
No, but I'm saying Beyonce.
Has a private life.
Yeah, there's a fame interview between Beyonce and Oprah. Yeah. And Oprah told Beyonce, that, like, she asked Beyonce about relationship. And then Beyonce's like, yeah. And she's like, well, good. Don't say anything else ever. Like, there's tape of that. And so Beyonce has never said anything about her and Jay-Z. So everybody's just speculating, like, you know, did Solange beat him up because of, and, you know, is Becky really true? Like, you don't really know.
Yeah, they're marketing geniuses.
Yeah, all Beyonce does is drop 12 pictures and it's like everybody's afire. That's what Paige needs to do. Well, she needs to do that. Just drop a few pictures and then, you know, oh, she's married. Shit, I never knew.
Well, didn't she just get a divorce? Or are they still married?
No, they were engaged.
I don't know.
But they're married now, right?
I
thought somebody, Roger just said like 2 weeks ago that they're, no, they were married.
Wait, what's the deal, Joseph? What's Joseph going to say?
They got married. And
No, they did get, she proposed to him.
Roger just said like a couple weeks ago that they were divorced now.
Joseph also said next week's episode will be called Fake It.
Till you make it.
Make it.
Huh. So we do have another episode.
So we do
Thank
that.
You, Joseph.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. On top.
Tell me your Joseph name wrong.
All right.
If you are, we come here.
I
and
know.
No, we're going to have some problems. Yeah.
Some we problems. Will, babe. We will. For real, brother. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in for this episode. It was totally fun. Glad that you guys are here with us. Everyone in the chat, as always, is amazing. We will then be here next week because after that, is Christmas and New Year's. So if we're not here next week, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, it starts today, and Happy New Year. Follow me on social media at Anissa Bar. I am the social media correspondent for X-Pac 12360, and I'm gonna be at Bar Wrestling tomorrow. We're gonna see a lot of people: Brian Cage, Joey Ryan, Candice LeRae.
Candace.
So amazing. And shout out to Joey Ryan and Candice LeRae. They're having their own t-shirts out at Hot Topic at select locations. I'm going to go buy one because I'm so excited. Miss Mo, where can they find you?
I am Monique Loveless, of course. And I'm on all platforms at Upfront with Mo. I don't have as much going on as they do, but I will soon.
T TK.
We got the runner.
I feel like I marathon. You can see me on TMZ. You can write for Baller Alert, uprocks.com. You can go on my Instagram at TK Trinidad. Pretty much everything. I'm posting a lot of stuff as far as Christmas and donating toys and all that good stuff to folks. Also, I am running a marathon, the LA Marathon, to raise money for pumps in Africa. So you can check out my Instagram page for all of that good stuff. And also net neutrality. If you guys don't know what it is, please look it up. They're going to be voting about it. Call
your local folks.
Make sure that doesn't happen, because stuff like this is going to cost way more than what you're paying now, which is a big issue.
Yeah.
Yes. And once again, please watch X-Pac 12360 now, because we had TNA star Conan as well as LAX manager. Mm-hmm. So tune into that. Great interview. If you haven't seen TNA and him, you're missing out. So we'll see you next week, hopefully.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
No, they were married.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.